because, you know, that's the case, because a lot of voices don't get heard in the radio, then what we want to do is we want to make sure that those voices do get heard. And that's exactly what we're going to do here today. We're going to let the voice of, you know, some would say the voiceless be heard, because, you know, otherwise our voices won't be heard. Samuel Martinez Jr. is one of many, many, many men of color, or actually person of color, that has been unfortunately killed by the this SJPD. So with me today, I have Felicia Martinez, who's going to be talking about Samuel and the life of Samuel. And but stay tuned, the lines are open, 408-260-2999. Right now you're listening to Nat King Cole.
I'm wishing I could hear her call me baby, baby, all the time.
Samuel Martinez Jr. was a 34-year-old father of three children who was a resident of San Jose. Sam's life was unjustly taken on May 26, 2005 at 3 a.m. by the San Jose police. Sam was shot several times by a San Jose police officer after the PD responded to a disturbance call. Our family is outraged at this issue, as Sam is no longer with us, and the police have killed another person that was yet unarmed.
If you can, Felicia, why don't you tell us a little bit about Samuel Martinez and perhaps the family he left behind, and I understand he was a father.
Actually, Sam was a very well-loved person. He had many friends. He knew a lot of people in San Jose and, you know, throughout the Bay Area. You know, he was born and raised here in San Jose, and you know, he was just a person that everybody loved, and, you know, he was a really great friend and a very loving father. Sam has three children, one teenager and two smaller children. And, you know, he just loved the really basic everyday things that we all do, you know, barbecues and, you know, family events. And, you know, he had a real strong heart for his friends and family, you know, and we just want to make sure that, you know, that his life is remembered and that, you know, somebody's speaking on his behalf, because he no longer has a voice here. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a great guy. His friends really cared about him. You know, he loved a lot of people, and, you know, mm-hmm. We just want to make sure that, you know, the public's aware of this situation, and this family needs their support. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no doubt that if Sam had been here today and, you know, this issue would arise, he would definitely be supporting those families also.
Mm-hmm. You know, how safe is it to call the police? How safe do you feel from the police, or family members, or friends? Like, how do they feel about the police that you know?
Well, I think before this case, and, you know, I think with probably most people, most citizens, including the other families that have suffered the loss of a loved one at the hands of the police, I think before this actually happens to you, you do have a trust, because I think people automatically assume that, you know, their serve and protect statement is what they do. Until you're put in a situation like this where someone calls 911 for help, and then a loved one ends up dead. I mean, people call because, you know, maybe they want someone out of their backyard, or, you know, maybe they want kids checked on. You know, no one ever anticipates that by picking up the phone and calling a help number that someone will end up dead. So I think that it has definitely, undoubtedly put a great amount of distrust, mm-hmm. in the family members and friends' eyes of Samuel Martinez. And I think they will be much less likely to trust and much less likely to call 911 after this incident. Mm-hmm. I also think that, you know, personal friends of Sam, definitely there's no doubt that, you know, they're outraged. They're outraged that his life had to be taken.
KKP Cupertino 91.5. Give us a call, 408-260-2999. Any comments, questions, concerns, even objections, we want to hear it. We want to talk about it. Until then, I got some DJ Shadow on the way.
Everybody's so concerned about heroin and marijuana and all that, until they forget the most dangerous is narcotic that exists. And that's the narcotic that is injected into the minds of infants. It's called social narcotics.
So you know as well as I do that things are changing.
We got the sister of Samuel Martinez. So basically, can you give us some more details too about like you were saying earlier about how your mother was actually questioned rather than taken to the hospital with?
Yes, she was questioned and taken to the police department instead of letting them know he was dead. I heard it on the TV. I had to call my mom at the police department and tell her that her son was dead.
Huh. Okay.
And they knew, but they wouldn't tell her, and they had her sitting in there instead of letting her go to the hospital with him. And, you know, that, you know, we don't know nothing, nothing at all.
Hello?
Hello, KKUP, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing, sir?
I'm okay.
Well, good, good, good. What's your name, sir?
My name is L. Am I on the air?
Okay. L. Myagmir. How you doing, sir? Hopefully you're enjoying the show.
First off, I'd like to send my condolences to the sister of Mr. Martinez and his family, and for this very bad loss.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like to say is that we here in San Jose, abuse and killings, et cetera, and we should recognize that. Unfortunately, the system we have right now does not address, you know, how these officers go in and handle these situations. Mm-hmm. So what we do know, or what I know, is that they always get off. So, I mean, I don't feel there's going to be any retribution, unfortunately. That's what I've noticed. I'm 50 years old, and I've seen it for a while.
Oh, man.
Okay. And then the second thing is I'd like to, you know, tell any public that's listening out there that when these police give orders that they have to be followed to the letter. I mean, drop means drop, you know what I mean? And any kind of resistance, we see the results. And unfortunately, should it be that way? Of course not. But that's exactly how it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we need to work like in parallel to get these guys better trained or somehow or other, you know, address these issues. But in the meantime, you know, we need to survive this.
What I want to ask you is, how do you feel? How do you personally feel about the police?
If I were to need a police service, it would have to be a real emergency. And I mean, my life being threatened, et cetera, or a family member or that type of a situation, somebody with a weapon, et cetera. Yeah, only in that case, but, you know, kids in the front and that type of stuff, I would not call them for that reason. You know, only because of their, you know, their lapse in techniques or whichever way you want to look at it.
Okay, okay. You know what? Thank you for calling. I have actually an incoming call. The phones are ringing off the hook.
All right. I appreciate your program. And again, my condolences to the Martinez family. I'm very sorry to hear, especially what happened to the mom.
Thank you.
In the police headquarters.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, bye.
Black to Black Radio. Can you hear me, listener?
I am a coworker of Anita Samron and best friend, actually. I've kind of been there through most of all this tragic stuff that they've been through. Kind of something you said a minute ago I kind of wanted to hit on was that about trusting, you know, trusting the police and, you know, seeing what they do and how they do it. I had a different instance, and it was, a domestic situation, and, you know, it was a long court thing and a whole big old thing, and you know, police even can, on police reports, write down anything they want. You know, you don't get to see any of that until it's already written. My daughter and I had to go to court and, you know, testify and even talk to people to say that what, just because they're, you know, police and they protect and serve, what gives them the right to say lies? You know what I mean? It's bad enough of the situation that you're dealing with. I mean, do you have to make it that much worse, you know?
Right.
And you have no rights. One thing that we found out is that basically it's a no-win situation. They seem to say what they want, do what they want, and why is it just because they're police officers that it's okay?